Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We're going to take a sentimental journey. Joining us on the phone line is Alex Moustakas, Artistic Director with Drayton Entertainment, and he's directing We'll Meet Again at St. Jacob's Schoolhouse Theater, and it's on now. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, always a pleasure, Alex. So tell us about this show, We'll Meet Again. It sounds great.
Well, as you say, it is a sentimental journey, paying tribute to the unforgettable songs of the war years, you know, spanning, I guess, World War I right to World War II, where we take an approach that we present songs from the vaudeville era right up to the swing era. And it's very entertaining. Some of the greatest music you've ever heard in your life, and audiences are loving it already, as it brings back great memories, not only of their childhood, but their parents or grandparents that you know, perhaps served in the war years. So it's a beautiful tribute to that era.
And even the title "We'll Meet Again" is such a classic song from that era.
It is, of course. It's Vera Lynn, and you can bet audiences are singing along because everyone knows the song and knows most of the songs. Believe it or not, we cover about 80 songs in this show, many of them in medley format, and it's nice to see, you know, couples and the audience swaying along and singing along to this era of music. You know, it's music we don't hear much anymore.
Yeah, I was just thinking of that. This is music we don't get to hear and see and experience on stage as much anymore, so this is a great opportunity.
Absolutely, and, you know, we cover the Andrews Sisters quite a bit in Act Two, you know, during the World War II era and the swing era, and, you know, you don't find tight five-part harmony anymore, and it's quite amazing. In fact, some of the younger performers in the show, you know, it took them a while to learn this style and those tight harmonies, but they love it. They absolutely love it. And I told them first day of rehearsal, once you learn it, you will never forget it.
Can we spotlight the actors that you have featured in the show? Five actors, I believe.
Yeah, there's five actors in the production. They've all worked for us, all but one, and you know, one of the fellows is Andrew Scanlon, who's done a lot of our shows in the past. Michael Cox is in it. Laura Mae Nason, Melinda Carroll, and Keeley Hutton, who's a Canadian performer but lives and has worked on Broadway as well, in this tiny little schoolhouse.
Yeah, exactly.
Where audiences feel you're singing right in their living room.
And can we spotlight for folks maybe in Stratford and area that haven't had a chance to see the St. Jacob's Schoolhouse Theater, an intimate theater?
It is. It only seats about 100. It is a historic schoolhouse that we've converted into a theater space. And, you know, we've been in there now for about 23, 24 years. I think it's a favorite of our audience base, just because it is so intimate. And like I said, it feels like these performers are right in your living room, singing just to you.
Oh, terrific. So I'm looking at the cast photos from We'll Meet Again in terms of Meet the Company, and I think Michael Cox definitely has gone through a transformation from his...
Yes, that's for sure. Well, you know, that was the first day of rehearsal discussion, you know, but this is the war era, right? So the hair has to go.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But again, as we talked about, this is just great music, and it's so fascinating through wartime, World War I, World War II. This is such uplifting music.
It is. I mean, we really pay tribute to George M. Cohan as well, who, you know, a lot of his music, especially for the American market, right, was inspiring, you know, over there, or Give My Regards to Broadway and that sort of thing, and... It does. It lifts your spirits, and that's what really this music was all about, was to lift the spirits of, you know, those fighting overseas, but also those who remained back as well and worked in munitions plants and that sort of thing. So it's just very, very inspiring music.
You got to get your tickets now. It's DraydenEntertainment.com for We'll Meet Again. It is on now through till December 3rd at St. Jacob's Schoolhouse Theater. It is not to be missed. Of course, we'll share the links with MyStratfordNow.com. And Alex, just before we let you go, how's the summer been with Drayton Entertainment now that we're heading into fall?
It's been great. You know, it's going to be a slow recovery, but audiences are back. They're loving it. You know, of course, if I could put the title Mamma Mia or ABBA behind every show, they would sell out. But we are actually bringing, remounting Mamma Mia at the St. Jacob's Country Playhouse in November, and then that's followed by our annual panto. This year it's Wizard of Oz, the panto. And actually, we're just opening the classic play Driving Miss Daisy at the Playhouse in St. Jacob's. And over in Cambridge, Good Old Country Gospel is back, and then followed by The Sound of Music. So there's still a lot of theater to see.
Yeah, exactly. The season isn't winding down by any stretch. Still lots of great theater with Drayton Entertainment.
Absolutely.
DraytonEntertainment.com is the website for ticket information and all of the great stuff there. Alex Moustakas. Alex, always a pleasure.
Thanks, Jamie. I appreciate your support, and thanks for getting the word out that arts and culture is important in our community.